Reverse speech is, it's a covert level of communication. It's automatically generated by the brain when we speak. You can hear it when human speech is recorded and played backwards. It operates in unison with forward speech, and it's complementary to it. The basic theory is that our forward speech is an expression of the conscious mind, while our reverse speech is an expression of the subconscious mind.
You cannot hear it just listening to someone talk, right?
Correct.
What is it about the recording, Wayne, that allows people then to listen and maybe play it back a couple times and then figure out, you know, my gosh, they're not telling us the truth. They're saying it in this reverse speech pattern.
Yeah. Well, I have my own theory on that. I think that as human beings, as entities, we crave congruence. In other words, we want things to be harmonious between conscious and subconscious mind. If an individual says something in his forward speech that is not correct, the subconscious mind jumps in and corrects it with a reverse speech.
Is it accurate in what percent?
It appears to be very, very accurate. I haven't come across an incident where a client has told me it's not accurate.
Like a lie detector test, Wayne, some people have the ability to skate through it. Not a lot of people, but some people. What about in reverse speech? Can you skate through this? Can you trick people?
No, well, there's two answers. Number one is you cannot lie in your speech reversals. However, through hypnotic techniques, you can reduce the number of speech reversals that are presented.
Wayne's website is thehiddenlanguage.com. There are many clips on reverse speech on that website. We've got a few that we're going to play. Wayne, I'm going to play one now for us. This is, and I want you to set the tone, but this is a young woman who talks about her job at an auto dealership.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about her, and then we'll play the clip.
All right. She's basically, she's talking about her job. She's in her forward speech. She's perhaps padding her career a little bit. She's talking about how she would like to expand her career skills more in the tech area. Her speech reversal reveals that there is a different motive.
A different motive. So this, she says she'd rather be one of the techs because they're willing to teach her. Let's play this clip.
I'm going to do this stuff because I hang out back. Clap on, you hear the claps.
Clap on, you hear the claps.
Now that says have fun, he has a crush.
Yeah.
Now I guess it's important for us to tell people what they're going to hear because it's easier for the ear to pick that up from these sounds because they're almost like EVP, electronic voice phenomena.
It takes a trained ear to pick these out, and it takes a little bit of practice to be able to hear them consistently. I also want to mention that these reversals are the forward speech is played once. The reverse speech will be played three times at progressively slower speed to make it easy to hear.
Very good. And I think what I'll do is I'll tell everybody what the forward one is, and then they can try to figure out what the second one is. Now, this woman describes what might be a good relationship, what it might be in her forward dialogue, but, well, you never know what she says afterwards. Let's listen to that one.
What a relationship would be like. You know, somebody you could slow dance with in the evening. Silly things that I have no familiarity with at all.
One, I got is nebulous.
Now she said, one, I got is nebulous. Sounds like she had a date with someone she didn't think too much about. I'm glad it wasn't me.
And did you notice the sing-song quality to the reversal?
Yes.
Quite a few of them are like that. And
now, I mean, if you were to record me right now and then play me back, would there be some kind of reversal in there?
More than likely, yeah.
That's amazing.
Reversals occur between every 15 and 30 seconds. I usually run about every 30 seconds. There'll be a speech reversal.
Now, wait, is it the subconscious mind that kicks that out? What is doing that?
Yes, it's the subconscious mind.
So while I'm talking to you, let's say right now, my subconscious mind will kick in and say something in reverse that you don't hear and I don't hear. Is
right.
that how it works? Okay.
That's how it works, and that statement could either be correcting what you're saying forward. It could be embellishing, enhancing the subject. It could be that your mind is wandering and it might jump to another event in your life that is related to the subject at hand.
How did this all start and how did you get involved in this?
Well, Coast to Coast gets credit for that. I got involved because it must have been 1997, 1998. I heard David Oates on your program.
Mm-hmm.
And became a hobbyist after that. And, pardon me, I worked for the state of New York for 30 years. And when I retired, I moved into a reverse speech career.
So when you go out, let's say, with people, are they a little ominous to go out with you? Do they think, oh, my gosh, he's tape recording us. He's saying something.
Not usually, but, you know, there is some misconception about that. A lot of the information you see about reverse speech has to do with, for instance, politics and revealing the hidden motives of the politicians and whatnot. I'm not all that political myself, but it does present a misconception because quite often people are afraid, well, if I go and have a reverse speech session, that's going to show all of these lies and inconsistencies. What people don't realize is we all have incongruencies in a reverse speech. We all have areas where we're not quite clear ourselves on what is true and what is not. And that's the clinical value of reverse speech. It helps us to develop a sense of where these incongruencies are, and it presents ways that we can resolve that.